guys know what time it is. It's 7 p.m. And it is time for the Bitter Black Bitch Show with me, as usual, all along. But you know what? We got this going, and we're going to have some fun tonight. For those of y'all who have never listened to this show before, I'm Miss E, the Toy Lady. I am the host of this show. This is normally 2 hours of me bitching with the co-host, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But right now, we're back. For those of y'all who don't know, we went on hiatus, and we took the time away to get some things together. And one of the things we got together was that we were co-host hunting. Well, For anybody who knows about when you get people to come in, sometimes it fits, sometimes it doesn't. Sexting, who was our co-host last week, notified me about 5 o'clock today that she would no longer be on the show. And I'm cool with that, you know. And the only thing I kind of wish is that if she wouldn't have, you know, the cool thing to do is to say, yo, after doing the show last week, reconsidering, this ain't it for me. But, you know, everybody don't realize that there's a way to do it. Now, the one thing I'm going to put out here, for anybody who thinks that I'm going to say, oh, she said, I don't know her. So I'm not going to call her anything. What I will say is that I'm more upset of the way I was told versus being told. And the one thing I will say, this is where there's a generational gap. And I'm going to call it out. I'm going to say something about this generation. I don't know what Sex Queen's age is. But I'm assuming that she's not close to my age because she made the old comment last week, which I thought that I was, you know, I didn't think that people I dealt was old. You know, should everybody I deal with is kind of established. But, you know, that's the difference. And I can remember being in my 20s thinking people were old until I got in my 40s. And I will tell you, I do consider people in their 80s old. But I think if you maintain and you're still going, you know, age, you know, you're only as old as you feel, and I definitely don't feel 48 years old. But I do have some things to bitch about. But, you know, that one wasn't really a bitch. It was my generation and this generation who deals with things way different. My generation, just let you know, we can't handle it. We don't want to deal with it. This generation, the millennials, whatever you want to call them, they don't do that. They feel that, you know, to go with it is not what they want. And that does bother me because I think that, you know, people need to realize you have to accept certain things. And for anybody who doesn't know, Leaves After Dark is not, you know, we don't pair people right now. But when we take off, you know, as people know about me, that I have assured the people who have been with me from the beginning that there will be payback for them for sticking with me. But you got to stick with me to get the payback. And that's the whole thing. But with that said, I'm like this. I'm not going to harp on this. I'm going to move on to bigger and better things. And as I said, the day doesn't stop just because, you know, we lose a co-host. You know, that's the one thing I will say. And what I will tell you that I do have some bitching about now, I don't know where other people live, but I live in Michigan. And in Michigan, we have, you know, 2 seasons, winter and construction season. and we are in construction season, and I am truly more upset about construction season. Normally, construction season doesn't bother me. And I'm going to tell you why it normally doesn't bother me. It normally doesn't bother me because when the construction is going on, I normally am able to, you know, do other things. But this is not the case right now because the construction is literally outside my fucking front door. When I walk two houses down, it is there. And I have encountered one of the most major inconveniences that people ever want to encounter when you're dealing with construction. And that is my street being closed off. When I say it's been closed off, 2 weeks I have had to, as they say, take the scenic route just to get to my house. Now, I live off of a main street, and my street is considered not a main street, but one of the through streets that, you know, kind of hooks us up to other things. Well, they have it hooked up where we cannot go straight through. We have to stop at the light, make a right, find a little turnaround that they didn't create it for us, do that turnaround, then get back to, like, where we got to go. Well, if you never had to go through that, especially when motherfuckers don't know how to slow the hell down. So I'm waiting on someone to get rear-ended. I hope I'm not the one, but, you know, what's going on with this construction? Someone is going to get rear-ended. For those y'all say, why am I yawning? I've had a long day. But someone's going to get rear-ended, and heaven help this construction if I'm the one who happens to get rear-ended. And I say that because this is not something that I normally have to encounter, I normally have to endure. Normally, I'm not laughing at people who deal with construction. I'm just like, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, that is my answer. It is what it is, this construction. But it's a big fucking difference when the construction is affecting you. And for those of y'all who don't know what I mean, when the construction affects you, you're like, really? Y'all couldn't find nothing else to do but this at this particular time, and that's how I'm feeling. And I know there is no good time. And the street I live off of is a horrible street, horrible, horrible street. But what I can say, I think that, like, I've been to other communities where when they do the construction, what they do is they'll do it's open to residential traffic only, and I think to make traffic easier, it would have been better to just close off the entire street and say this is only open if you live off this street, which would alleviate a whole lot of people because we also have industrial that feeds off of the street, but they can come another way to get in. But that will allow those of us who are residents to get in without the unnecessary BS of these people who do not live over here, where they've allowed them to continue to go through, where I've seen them do construction on other main streets where they've literally closed the street. When I say they've closed it, they've closed it for months. Why they didn't do ours like this, I don't know, but they did. I'm pissed about that. I'm drinking because I need to really be able to talk to you guys. Another thing I'm pissed about, and this shit really irks me, is I go to the gym at least 5 days a week. And let me tell you some shit that really is starting to bug me. I talked about it last week, and I'm going to continue to talk about it because I really feel like this guy is stalking me now. At first, I thought it was coincidental, but I think the motherfucker is stalking me. I really need to find out what type of car he drives because, oh boy, his cologne reeks. And I mean, it reeks horrible. And he never says anything to me. He's not rude. But when I say that his cologne reeks, this shit, I shouldn't be able to taste your cologne. I've said it before. I'll say it a million times. When your cologne smells so bad, you know, when your cologne smells so bad that I could taste it, that means your cologne is really strong. And I don't know if he toned down a little bit, but this shit is so bad that literally I want to gag. At one point, I literally had an allergic reaction to it, and it burned my nostrils where I was getting sick. So these are the things that I tell people that, you know, it's really hard when stuff like this happens because you don't understand that that shit is trifling. When I say it's trifling and it's disrespectful. And I understand that people want to be clean, but you know what? You ain't got to go bathe in the whatever it is that you are. And 9 times out of 10, he's probably not bathing in it. It's probably his body chemistry. Because different colognes and perfumes smell different on different people. But I can tell you, if he got a wife, I would like to go beat her ass. And I say this wholeheartedly because that shit don't smell good at the gym. And whatever he's doing, and I mean, I don't do no hardcore, you know, bodybuilding, working out, but I do work out. And all I've ever seen this man do is walk on the treadmill. Now, he already looked like he had been drinking 10 beers a day when he came up in there. And he don't look like he done lost any of that beer belly. Now, why out of all the treadmills that open, he got to pop his ass next to me, I still don't know. But what I can tell you is that one day I think I'm going to go up in there looking like a suicide, look like a crazy bitch or something. You know, one of those people that you just want to be next to. But I didn't went. I go to the gym looking all kind of ways. I need some advice, you guys. I need some solutions. You know, what can I do? You know, I can't speak to them because nowadays you never know who's psycho and who's not. You know, that's one thing I will say. So I can't, you know, if anybody says talk to them, that's not an option. And I say that wholeheartedly, not trying to be funny. It's just not an option. Those options are reserved when you know the people. I can't tell this man, yo, your cologne smells like old people's soap. And it's burning the hell out my nostrils. That's just rude. You know what I'm saying? It's rude. I know people might not understand that, but it is. Believe it or not, I haven't really had a bad week. I'm really trying to go on this little positive tip. It's not always working, but I've been trying. Just saying. Right now, my gripe is the heat, and I have no AC in my car. If anybody want to get my AC fixed in my car, you're more than welcome. What you hear, this snarling, snotty noise shit that you hear, is my fucking allergy. I kid you not. This is my fucking allergy. And for anybody who knows what misery is, this is misery. This is called the summertime has come in, and it's like, yo, bitch, what's up? Your name is my bitch, and I'm going to make you miserable. And that is exactly how I fucking feel. When I say this is how I feel, I'm congested. I sneeze. If no one knows about summer allergies, these mugs are worse than winter allergies, you know, because you're sneezing. You're coughing. You're doing the same shit that you do in the winter, except that it's like a million times worse, it seems like. It seems like it just won't go away. It seems like there's nothing you could do. And naturally, you get the famous answer, it's just your allergies. No shit. Tell me something I didn't know. How about tell me how to deal with these bitches? How about telling me why the fuck I got to deal with motherfucking summer allergies? Because have you ever tried to have a conversation with somebody and you sneezing in the sun and everything in the summertime? It's bad enough in the winter. But now, the summertime, I don't think I should have to endure this shit. I really don't. You know, and like I said, what I really want to bitch about, I'm not going to do it because I will not stoop to the level of disrespect. And, you know, I don't have time to bitch about things that are really beyond my control. That's the best way to put it. You know, I would love to. I want to fuss about it. But let's rephrase that because that's like contradictory. I don't have time. I have time to bitch about what I want to bitch about. I don't want to bitch about people. I will bitch about the fucking weather because I think this shit is really fucked up right now. I'm just saying. This shit is fucked up. I don't like this. And I think it's crazy. But I'm going to bitch about another thing. Motherfuckers on the freeway. Now, I made notes for myself. Now, I'm going to say this. At 4 in the morning, most people out at 4 in the morning are out there for, I'm going to give some reasons that I name why they would be out at 4 in the morning. One reason for being out at 4 in the morning, going to the gym. Another reason, getting off or going to work. Number three, travel. Monday through Friday, there's really no other reason to be out on the road like that. Every night, oh, I take that back, an emergency situation. Babies come when they want to. They don't really go 9 to 5. So you can't predict when babies come. You know, so, but how many, you know, times you say, oh, there they go, somebody else having a baby, that just don't happen. I'm just saying. You know, not the norm. But what I will say is that if it's fucking 4 in the morning and the speed limit is 70 and you're not drunk driving and you see a bitch like me rolling down behind you, going down to 55 ain't what you want to do, because, see, I'm that bitch who'll call the police on you, because, see, I ain't doing shit wrong. Therefore, I'm going to call the police and say that you're fucking impeding traffic because that's what you're doing. Now, for those of y'all who don't know what impeding traffic means, what that means is that your dumbass decided for whatever reason that it was a brilliant idea somewhere along the way to go and drive slow in traffic because you don't like what somebody else is doing. Wrong answer. That's not what you need to be doing. You don't have to like the way I motherfucking drive, but what you do have to do is drive. You have to drive if you're going to be in a fucking car. You cannot decide because you don't like the way I'm fucking driving that you're going to fucking slow my bitch ass down. Because let me get something clear to you. The police will slow me down if I need to be slowed down. And rest assured, when I need to be slowed down, the police do pull me over. I'm not saying I'm beyond that, so let's get that shit clear. But what I will tell you is that when a motherfucker decides that they are going to act like they're the police and slow me down, to me, that's grounds for me to call the police on you and say, bitch done lost his mind, or bitch done lost her mind. Because rest assured, slowing anybody down, and it's not just me in particular, slowing anybody down because you don't like the way they're driving, and you're driving on a freeway, and I'm talking about people here in Michigan. People in Southern California, I don't know what the fuck y'all go through, because y'all have traffic jams all the time. I don't comprehend y'all traffic jams. I don't comprehend traffic jams, because my idea of a traffic jam is maybe there was an accident, okay? Maybe an accident is a reason for a traffic jam. That's the only reason I see for a traffic jam. I'm going to be honest. Because, see, there is no reason for anybody to be driving slow, especially if you know that you're coming to and from work. The scenery hasn't changed. I'm just keeping it real. There's no new buildings that popped up overnight. There's nothing new on the freeway that's normally not there. You know, it's the same fucking way to work, the same way coming home. But there's no reason for you to literally be sitting parked on the motherfucking freeway. There just isn't. You know, I feel that, you know, if you live, and I live, we clocked it not too long ago. I think we did it last week. I live from door to door. I live like 26 miles from my job. Now, 26 miles is not close. It's a marathon. Let's get there clear. It's a marathon, which means I do going to work 52 miles a day round trip. Now, it shouldn't take me an hour to go 25 minutes. I'm just going to keep it real. It shouldn't. But for you motherfuckers who live in them states where it do, more power to y'all, because that's why I don't live there. Traffic jam is not in my vocabulary. Sitting in traffic is not in my vocabulary. Long-ass commute home. You know, that's why people, see, the reason why people read so much, and I'm going to get on that because I'm getting sick of this. The reason why people are able to read on their way home is because they take trains and buses home. Well, guess what? I don't have time to do all that because, see, I'm never going to be stuck in traffic like that where I require a book, you know. And to take that long to get home, to me, is ridiculous. That's just me. I just feel that your commute, your life should not revolve around getting to and from work. If it does, it's time to find a new fucking job. And I say that because I'm not going to be happy catching a bus to work. And when I say I'm not going to be happy catching a bus, I'm not going to be happy saying that I spent 2 fucking hours on the bus. Not going to happen. Just saying. But other people are okay with that. But then for you people who read a Kindle, let me slam you real quick. And let me slam you real hard. I understand a Kindle gives you access to different books and you don't have to have all this carrying around and it's lightweight. But what happened to taking a book, open it up, and going page by page by page? I like the feel of pages. I like the feel of reading a book and then dog-earing and going back. Now, the beauty of it is that you actually, when you read it, you can say, wow, oh, I missed this or I missed that. You can't really do that when you're reading a Kindle. You got to go back to that page. First of all, I don't know how they bookmark. And then my understanding, they can only hold so many books in there or something. But then you don't get the title. You don't get the, it's something about the book. I'm just keeping it real. It's something about holding a hardcover or a paperback book in your hand and, you know, reading it. So for those people who read Kindles, that's fine and dandy, but see, one thing I could tell you that don't get stolen too often, if you're reading a book that nobody else wants to read, it won't get stolen. But what will get stolen will be a Kindle because it's an electronic device. See, if I forget one of my Zane books somewhere, odds are it's maybe one or two people may be interested, but overall, most people don't want to read what I'm reading. And overall, most people don't want to read, you know, I don't care if it's John Patterson. I don't care who it is. This is just the way that it goes. People don't read all of these different types. And you have to understand that when you're looking at a book, a Kindle will get stolen. People will borrow books. You know, you had to threaten to kick somebody's ass to get your book back. But it's nothing like going to a bookshelf and saying, I want that book. And it's just the feel of it. So my problem with you guys is that go get a real book. Flip the pages. Dog ear. Know what it feels like. Because you're not teaching your children to read on a Kindle. You're teaching them on paperback books. And believe it or not, I do take time out to read. The last book I read was, just a month or so ago. It was Zane's newest novel. I went and saw her. I bought the book before I went and saw her. I have read the entire book. I mean, it was some good work, but it was sad also. And I could say Zane did her thing. When I look on my bookcase, I have Zane books. That's who I read. I'm a Zane and Terry McMillan fan. Prior to Octavia Butler passing, I was a big Octavia Butler fan, you know. So I know my authors. I love Walter Mosley. I haven't read any of his stuff in a while. But what I'm saying is that you just can't put that shit on a damn Kindle. Sometimes you just got to take the time to go buy a book. I'm just keeping it real. Because when you go buy a book, it's a big difference in the feeling. Big, big difference. Despite what y'all may think. Big difference. And like I told you guys, I promise I'm going to try to make sure we go an hour. I know we ain't made it 30 minutes, and I have a headache. And I know for those of y'all who don't understand, I'm used to, this show is a feedback show where there's back and forth. So I'm going to apologize, not because of anything, but because the bantering back and forth is what this show is all about. This is a no-guest show. You can't call into this show. You know, this is supposed to be two people, be it a man and a woman or whatever, back and forth. and, you know, I'm going to make this stretch to an hour, but what I am going to do when I make this stretch is that I'm going to talk about some things that bother me, but I'm going to also, we're going to have a segment that's coming up. I'm going to make it a point to start doing it. That's going to be coming up. It's going to be called Miss B Rant. And what I'm going to do is when I'm out and about, it shit happens. I've got some stuff already on my phone that I have to upload to the computer. But I'm going to have these rants, and we're going to sit back and just listen to some of the shit that I go through, because I think that what I go through on a daily basis when I'm driving is hilarious. It is totally hilarious. And I think that when you can hear it as it happens versus after the fact, you will be like, damn, this shit is always happening to her. And I will try my best to keep this in my car with a date, you know, and tell everybody what day it is and what's going on and what's pissing me the fuck off, you know. So that'll be how it is. So for those of y'all who are wondering what's going on, I get distracted very easily by things that are around me. So I kind of looked up and I saw something that some little girl, I guess, was doing fat jokes with Bill Bellamy or somebody, and she wasn't funny. And I'm just reading the captions. I don't have the volume up. Oh, God, I'm so congested. This shit sucks. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you sucks. this damn congestion. I might bitch about being sick for the next 30 minutes, because this shit is horrible. Horrible motherfucking bowl. I feel horrible. I am horrible. I mean, this shit is the type of shit that make you go beat somebody's ass. But my other thing I want to talk about is Pokemon Go. I have an issue with Pokemon Go. I love this fucking game. But I want somebody who actually is not smarter than a fifth, who is smarter than a fifth grader, which would not be me, to explain to me, like, these Pokeball battles and shit that you're supposed to do. Because, see, I've gotten the art of Pokeballs down pat. I know how to get Pokeballs. What I don't know how to do is, like, and I know how to catch Pokemon, and I do get them. But it's like, I get this, like, shit that says my basket is full, so that means I gotta, like, use my Pokeballs and do shit like that. And I'm like, okay, cool, but how do I do this? And then these different places I'm supposed to be training in battling. And it's like, okay, that's fine, but where am I training and where am I battling at? So I need people to explain to me what this, you know, how to train and how to battle and how to do all this other shit, because I don't know how to do it. And either I'm doing something wrong or whatever it is. Now, I will tell you, I do know how to catch Pokemon. I know how to do that real well. I got me and my Pokeballs, we're good. I mean, I done caught some rare ones. You know, so that's what I've been told, that the ones I get are rare. But it's like this other shit, I don't comprehend. I really don't. I don't comprehend it. So I need people to explain to me. So if anybody wants to explain to me what's going on and how do I do this, let me know. Just let me know. Because I want to know, like, what a battle is. And then anybody got any idea, like, now, like, my scene on mine, though, it's, like, this nighttime setting, it's not night where I'm at. So I don't know where they're getting this. You know, I'm always curious. So if anybody wants to know, yes, I'm playing Pokemon while I'm talking to you guys. Because, okay, I guess not, like, a Rattata. Somebody explain to me what this damn Rattata thing is. I done caught a couple of them. I guess I'm, like, really evolving shit because I get them, but I still don't understand what a Rattata is. I know how to catch it, You know, that's the funny thing. I know how to catch a Rattata. I know how to catch Pokemon. I don't understand the point of the game. I'm just saying. Somebody needs to let me know what it means when my balls are full, you know, when my basket is full or whatever. You know, explain to me what these different little creatures are that I'm supposed to be trying to get, you know. And I got another question. Why are there so many fucking Pokemon inside of my house? I know that I don't put lures out for them to come to my house, but I just want to know, why are there so many Pokemon in my house? Literally, I have sat in my bed and caught Pokemon. I am actually catching Pokemon while we're talking, which is kind of funny because this is what I do. You know, I sit, I catch Pokemon. You know, what I will tell you is that if your house is dirty, with the camera being on, it really magnifies like your dirt. You'd be like, oh, I didn't realize my house looked like that. Seriously, you know, that's how bad it is. Now, I don't know what this thing is. Okay, a wild something. So I'm trying to catch this thing, Hypno, whatever he is. So I'm trying to catch him. I guess I caught him. So whatever he is, hopefully I keep him. If not, I'm going to try to catch him again. I don't understand the game, though. You guys are going to laugh at me because I don't. And I know this is the first time I've, like, caught this thing. So whatever this thing is I just caught is probably rare, a Hypno. So I have to show my daughter because I have no clue. I don't. I have no clue about Pokemon. Don't ask me how the heck it is that I play a game. I got plenty of Pokemon, but don't know how to play it. Which I think that shit is funny, ain't it? You know, and for those of y'all who say, remember, you guys can come join the chat room. The chat room is open, if you guys didn't know. I hate the way my voice sounds, which really means we're going to not, you know, go through everything. But what I will promise you, we will end this show with Dear White People. I do have Dear White People. I want everybody to know that we're going to have Dear White People. We have less than 30 minutes left. And then I will be calling it an evening. You know, I have things that are loading on my computer. I'm sitting here in front of my computer. For anybody who's watching the Olympics, I get kind of emotional because I'm just one of those emotional people. I think every time they've cried, I've cried. If they don't cry, I'm good. If they cry, I cry. So it's kind of funny, you know. So that's where I'm at with this. What else is going on? AC in my car. I'm tired of this shit. I've been looking at YouTube videos. Now I got to check to see if maybe it's the relay. I'm hoping that it's just the relay. So I'm going to switch out the relay tomorrow, and if it kicks in with the relay, then I'll know that I just got to get a new relay switch, which it cost me about $40, so that'll be cool, because then I'll be like, yay, bad relay. And those things happen. I mean, I would rather go to the bad relay than to have them charge me $500 for something that was simple as $40. That's just me. I know how they do it at the repair shop. So I'm doing everything I can myself before I take it to the shop. And then in the meantime, I'm praying that it cools down, that it's not hot as hell, and that I can finally get some relief. I'm just like so, I won't say tired right now. I'm upset. I hate my voice. I hate post-nasal drip. And for anybody who doesn't understand about post-nasal drip, it's like crazy as hell. So that's like what I'm going through is the post-nasal drip. And I'm watching because Michael Phelps is putting like on his swim cap. And his swim cap, for anybody who didn't watch the Olympics yesterday, his swim cap ripped yesterday. So I think he's in the process. I hope they had, like, backups or something. You know, you never know. Just, like, some of the things that I'm watching And this is how I'm so miserable that I'm like trying to be preoccupied and not bore you guys. But along with that, I'm just like, what I'm not going to do is bitch about some things, because I think that as man as you are, there are some things that you just don't bitch about. I'm just going to keep it real. You know, people might say, yeah, you know, it's an overbooked. This is not reality TV. This is reality, which is a big difference. There's not a camera following me around. They're not setting up times when I can and can't do things or who to meet or whatever. It ain't like that. And even if I was on reality TV, I want to get something clear. And I'm going to say this because this irks me when I watch reality TV. Now, I don't know about other people, but I do have a temper. But let me tell you, I actually don't go around jumping at bitches. I've never seen so many grown women ready to fight, black and white. I've never in my life. I mean, everybody wants to fight. I never, and I'm not talking about babies. I'm talking about grown-ass women. I don't comprehend it. You know, and I know that people will say, well, I should expect that. No, I should not. I should not expect grown women fighting. I get upset with quite a few people. Now, have I fussed? That's what we do. Most women fuss, especially women of a certain age. We'll say we want to be the bitch ass. Now, I ain't going to lie. I have many times like, that bitch, we don't know. I will fuck her up. I even said, bitch, I will fuck you up. At the end of the day, I'm not fucking something. For one, I'm too fucking old to be something. Two, I'm too fucking cute. Those are the two things I want people to understand. I'm too old to be something, and two, I'm too cute to be fucking something. And if I got a thump, I will, but I would rather insult you. And maybe that's the problem, because I think I could hurt you more with my words than I can with my fists. I think that me cutting in to you is will be way more hurtful than anything I could do. Because, see, if I feel that you are beneath me, and let's get something clear, no one on this earth is better than anybody, but if I feel that you are trying to run this, some superior shit on me, and you don't know a damn thing about me, odds are I will fuck you up for my words. I will make you wish that I hurt you. And one thing I will say is that I'm trying to say this because this is my dear white people, so I'm going to have to say it for the end. But I'm going to just put this out there that most people, when they meet me and a lot of my friends, don't realize that we spend money. And we go places that people normally wouldn't go. And we do things that people normally wouldn't do. And we are very casual people. We're not ritzy dressing people. You know, I wouldn't call us anything like that. So what I tell people is that we are always getting judged by the way we look and by the type of purses and shit that we carry. But I will tell you is that it's amazing that when we get judged by that, we're the first ones to tell you, you don't know who you're dealing with. And they always tell me, stop, because I'm like real quick to like cut into a motherfucker. I'm the one who's like, I'm ready to cut into you. I'm ready to like cut you in half with my words. And they're like, don't do that. And I think it's funny because people don't understand, that's just how I roll. When I cut into you, I cut into you with words. And I think hitting on your fault is more hurtful than anything that a person can do with their fist. Because when you hit a person with their faults, you know, faults that are visible, faults that you may know about, it ain't nothing they can do but try to roll with it and hope and pray that you don't say nothing else that's going to make people say, damn, that was messed up. I'm just saying. Because that's more hurtful than anything that a person can do to you, you know. And, oh, wow. I'm just, oh, God, I'm so congested. You guys, I'm going to do my damnedest. And I say this wholeheartedly, I'm going to do my damnedest to give you guys an hour. I'm so fucking congested that I want to scream. I'm so congested that I don't know what to do. But what I can tell you is that I'm so fucking congested that I don't think there's a drug that I could take that would help me. And that's what's even more messed up. I really don't think there's a drug that I could take that would help me. But I can tell you what I do know is that whatever that drug is that I find, it better be legal. I can't, like, do illegal shit. I don't understand how people do it. I have a hard enough time with the stuff that I, you know, that's legal, let alone trying to do some illegal shit. Like, right now I'm getting a sinus headache because of this. That is how I feel. These are the things that I tell people. I'm sitting here, I got something to bitch about because I'm sitting here and my office is in my home, as a lot of you guys know, and I do the show from my home. Now, I was just bitching about the construction, but what more so, these motherfuckers are still turning down my street like I'm 40 going north. And that pisses me the hell off because there is no reason. This is a residential neighborhood. Why are people still zooming? So I'm going to probably go make a stop at the police station next week. And I really don't like going to City Hall, but I think that, you know, there comes a time and a place I have to go talk to the folks at City Hall. And I think I'm going to have to go to the city council meeting and talk to my City Hall. And for those of y'all who want to know why would I go and do that, this is an election year. Before anybody fusses or say anything, neither candidate is the best candidate. You know, what I'm not going to do is not vote. Let me make that very clear. What I'm not going to do is not vote. I'm going to have my voice heard. I will tell you I'm going to vote for the lesser of the two evils. I'm going to tell you who... I'm going to tell you what I feel about each candidate. I feel that Donald Trump is the candidate who he has said what he's going to do. I don't have to feel this way. This man is anti-everybody. You know, if you are not of what he calls, you know, Native American or whatever, you're going to be basically banished. You know, for us black people, you know, I could see us being becoming back slaves. You know, I can see, you know, or them deporting us to Liberia. And for anybody who doesn't know about Liberia, Liberia is an English-speaking country on the continent of Africa. Actually, I'm going to get it wrong. So don't nobody yell at me. I want to say that it was Marcus Garvey who went back to Liberia, and that's why they speak English there. You know, this was the Let's Go Back to the Motherland movement, where you had a lot of black people, lots of black people who were Americans who were part of this movement and went to Liberia. And that's why they speak English. That's why I believe they're one of a few countries that truly speak English. That speaks 100% English. They're more modern because of the way they are. But what I will tell you is that the things that people don't realize is that, shit, I just lost my train of thought, that when if Trump gets in office, we're going to have problems that we never, ever thought we would have, never, ever, ever thought we would have. And those problems that we're going to have will far exceed anything that we could imagine. And we're not going to be the ones that you're going to be able to say, oh, well, I didn't vote for him or whatever. You know, this is a man who has, he changes parties more than I change my underwear. And I change my underwear a lot. But this man changes political parties, you know. What comes out of his mouth is some of the most horrific stuff I've ever heard in my life. Just horrific. And I don't understand how people can condone, excuse me, what he says and think that it's okay. You know, it's just that bad. And to have a man that is okay and says this, he has gotten away with stuff that no one else has ever gotten away with in this country, with the things that he says and does. And it's sad. And then let me go to Hillary Clinton. This is a woman who, you know, has held all positions, and politically she's the stronger candidate. You know, I'm going to make that clear. She is the stronger candidate politically because she does have this knowledge. But she has her faults also. You know, I did not follow her when she was a senator in New York. So for anybody who says, did I? No, I really didn't have a need to follow her. And to be honest, I thought that she would run for president one day, but I was never sure. And the fact that not only is she running, that she is our nominee, you know, yes, I would rather have her over Trump. If it were up to me, I would be voting Brewster's Millions. For those of y'all who don't know what Brewster's Millions is, that is none of the above. And for those of y'all who don't understand what that means, Brewster's Millions was a movie where they said, how do you run? You say none. And he said, don't vote for me. Vote for none of the above. And that box got put on the ballot. And even though it's a fictional movie with the great late Richard Pryor, vote for none of the above sticks, especially in this day and age. You know, I wish I could vote for none of the above. And we, you know, they say we have to go through another primary or whatever, because that's just how it is, you know, and people don't understand that that's how bad it is, that's how strong it is. So I just wish we could do none of the above and be done with it. That's just the way I feel. I know other people might not see it that way, but that's the way I feel. I wish we could go none of the above. I'm trying my best, you guys, to give you your 1 hour. We're not going to get two, but we're going to get 1 hour. My sinuses are hurting. My face is hurting. I hurt. Y'all just don't know how bad I hurt. I hurt. You know, so I'm trying my best. I'm not going to keep getting deep into the political stuff because, for one, I feel that I want to hear them debate and have a real face-to-face debate, and I think I will make my judgment then. As crazy as it may sound, I think that's the best way for me to make my judgment. Other people may disagree. I say you're entitled to your opinion. My opinion says that when I hear them debate, don't get me wrong, that's still not going to make me vote for Trump. I just have more of an idea of how crazy he is. Just saying. Because, we already know he's full of nonsense. Oh my God, you guys. Let's see. No, I'm not going to give y'all music. I refuse to give you guys music because that ain't cool either. You know, I don't want to give you guys music. I just want to make it through these next 9 minutes. And then when I make it through, this is how I feel like when I'm on the treadmill. I don't know if you guys go work out, but I'd be like, looking at the treadmill, like, it's over yet. Like, yeah, I only got 5 minutes. You only got this one. This is how I'm feeling right now. This is how I'm feeling. I'm like, I'm on freaking countdown. I'm like looking at the clock and I'm like, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? I feel like a spoiled child with this, you know. And for anybody who don't understand that spoiled child feel, come meet me, because right now I feel like a spoiled child. My face hurts. I want to scream. You hear this voice. This shit is horrible. And yet I'm still hanging with you guys. You know, I am doing good. I'm going to say I'm taking lessons from my girl, Naomi Banks. She did a show when she was still on the air. And I got cussed out on her show. And when I say I got cussed out, not in the sense that you guys are thinking. I was not listening to her show that night, but I believe in keeping things classy, sexy. You know, I believe that sometimes you don't give people the platform that they would like to have. When you're upset, you keep it classy and you be the bigger, the better, the bigger person on it. And I'm getting ready to do one of her things. Damn you fucking Naomi, because my ass really wants to do some cussing and it's not worth it. It's not worth it for me to do it. And I'm going to fault you this time. My girl, I'm going to fault you because I really got some shit I wanted to say. But I guess the two of us get up in each other's heads. And, you know, that goes with the maturity that we have going on. So, Naomi, if you listen to this show, damn you, because God damn it, you done got from my head because you don't know how bad I want a bitch right now. And especially with me being sick, you know, this is like some of the worst shit, but I just will not give the platform for this. I won't do it. And I think that that says a whole lot about the way I'm feeling right now. Because normally the platform, this is the platform that I would do it. This is the Bitter Black Bitch Show, and this is the place that I tell everybody I'm unfiltered. You know, there's nothing that you can say, that you can't say on this show. But I have made my own decision that I just won't do what I want to, because I think doing it would be more detrimental than it would be helpful. So for anybody who is wondering what I'm pissed about, you won't know. I'm just really pissed. I can't even give it a platform. Giving it a platform takes away from me. It will take away from me dearly, and I refuse to take away from me over something that's beyond my control. What I will do, though, especially about, I'm going to bitch about being sick and I'm going to bitch about the fucking weather for the next 7 or 8 minutes because this shit is irking me. And then I am going to do a Dear White People, because I think that Dear White People has to be done. And you guys are going to kind of laugh because this is one of those Dear White People where I'm getting ready to ring into some shit. I'm going to go where I have not gone in a very long time. So for those of you who have never heard Dear White People, this is the one that you want to kind of sit back and listen to, because this is a Dear White People you will be able to relate to in any given situation. And it's one of those that did piss me off, and I did say something. But rest assured, I want to make sure that when I end this show, where did I end it? On a very high note, because that is what really I am going to talk about. This is the platform that I use that on. Dear White People is the one platform that I think that everybody should listen to, because sometimes the shit is funny, but sometimes the shit is serious. And this time, this is some funny, serious shit, because I am that bitch, you know, and you guys will very seldom hear me say that I am that bitch. You know, I will talk about people. I will talk about the dumb shit that white people do, because white people, y'all do some dumb shit. Y'all do some really, really dumb shit. But let me get some other things for you. Not only do y'all do some dumb shit, y'all do shit so dumb that y'all don't even realize it. And it's sad that you do it, because you don't even realize who you do it to and how it happens. Some of it is just ignorance from generations and generations. And I say that because I know that some of the things that I have told you guys about, that I think, you know, I laugh about it, but I damn sure hit on it because it irks the fuck out of me. It's like when I go to swimming pools or when I go to the sauna, you know, I talk about that shit because it's very serious shit. But this shit, you'd be like, I can't believe you motherfuckers are still doing that in this day and age. That's how stupid this shit is, you know. But this is more of, you never forgot who the fuck you were, shit. You know, there's a thing called know your place and slow your roll. And we say it all the time, you know your place and slow your roll. And this Dear White People is a big know your place and slow your roll. Oh, my God, my face. I wish my face was like Dear White People. I hurt. I hurt. And this is going to turn, you know, the sad part about this is that I know this is going to turn into a sinus infection. I could feel it. And for anybody who doesn't live in a lot of heat, I don't live in a lot of heat, but we are under like this heat and allergy advisory. And I have bronchitis. And I've had bronchitis for quite a while. This is not anything that I just got. I've had it for quite a while. And we have this advisory for tomorrow. We had it for today and for tomorrow. And with that, you know, for anybody who's been under the heat advisory, they tell you that if you have any respiratory problems and certain ailments, not to go outside or to try to limit what you do outside. And I'm going to tell you, this shit is going to be hella hard. You know, if anybody don't know what I mean when I say that, it's going to be hella hard because, you know, like most people, I have a job. You know, I can't just say, fuck it, I ain't going to do it. You know, I wish I could, but I don't have that luxury. So it's going to be hella hard to do this. And I am one of those people who do suffer. I suffer badly through this. You know, it's one of the worst things that I go through. So I always tell people that if you don't know what suffering and misery is, spend a day with my fucking allergies, you will learn. Because this shit ain't no joke. It is horrible. Spend a day having bronchitis. It's just one of those things that like I said, I'm literally, as we're talking, getting more miserable, and that's how bad it is. And that's not something that I would ever wish on anybody. You know, I wouldn't wish that on my worst. I wouldn't wish this on my worst nightmare because, I mean, my worst enemy. See, my worst nightmare, my worst enemy. I think they might be going together. You know, that's how bad I feel. And yes, I can laugh about it. You know, that's what I tell people. I can laugh about it. And I think that when people understand that, it's something that a lot of times that you don't realize. That you'd be like, damn, this is what I've actually gone through. You'd be like, yeah, this is what I'm going through. Because it's just hard as hell. It is hard as hell. And, like, right now what I'm going through, I'm, like, utterly miserable. When I say I'm miserable, I'm so fucking miserable. It's crazy miserable. We're getting ready to hit our last minute, and in that last minute, I'm going to take the time to talk about my dear white people. I'm going to say this because some shit just really irks the fuck out of me, and this is one of them. Dear white people, I want you to get real clear in your mind. If your motherfucking ass is a fake-ass area manager in a retail store, I don't care if it's Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Saks, or whatever. The odds are, when you snub your nose at me when I answer a fucking question, and your ass look like a motherfucking rag mop, like you just crawled out the motherfucking bed and didn't take a shower, I will read you. Odds are your bitch ass, if you're lucky, considering you working on the fucking sales floor, you're making about fucking $37,000 a year because you work fucking retail. Dismiss me or anybody. Dismissing black people in a store like that, you don't know who you're dismissing. Because, see, we don't have to prove a motherfucking thing to you. And I was at a store with a few of my friends, one of my girlfriends, and we went into a very prominent department store here. And we asked for some help, and the woman, oh, I'm waiting. I was like, well, can I get your name? And she's like, I'll tell you that in a minute. I looked at her, and I was like, give me a manager. So they send this black guy who basically this bitch called security on us. She did. She called security. And I'm looking at him like, what's the problem? And he's like, well, this. I said, well, you know what? I said, why they got to call you? I said, now we have security with you. He's like, No, but she felt, I was like, what I felt was that she should have told me her name. I said, and on top of that, I said, this is Nordstrom. I said, this ain't Bernie. I said, are you kidding me? I said, Nordstrom's is all over the country. I said, this ain't nothing but a regular department store that was in California. I said, I've shopped here for quite a while. I know what y'all carry. I said, you're not anything special. I said, I used to shop at this in California. I said, yeah, you carry some decent things. I said, but remember, in California, you're just Nordstrom. And he kind of looked at me, and he's like, I was like, no, don't worry about it. We go to another store, very prominent store, and me and my girlfriends were looking at some stuff, and woman treated us totally different in that store. Well, we were actually only window shopping. We really weren't shopping for anything. My girlfriend pulled out her fucking Discovery, and she said, I think I want that. On top of that, to give you an idea, my girlfriend wears a Rolex, a real one. She don't have no fake shit. So the fact that she was asking about her Rolex because she wanted to have something done with it, you know, it's like, oh, she's got a Rolex on. Now, this bitch never realized that my girlfriend wears a real Rolex. And that's just the way she has it. You know, we won't say what she do for a living, but this is how she has it. So, you know, and she's laughing because she's like, this bitch don't even realize that you actually was serious about what you was. I was like, yeah, she really don't know I was serious. And it was just amazing how we went to a different store. And like I said, a woman made a nice commission off my girlfriend because she didn't treat us like bullshit at the other store. And if the chick wanted to treat us like shit, we almost did a pretty woman on her ass and said, you see this bag, bitch? We almost did. Because she really don't realize. White people, you guys can't do this. Y'all cannot look at black people and think that we don't have the means to do whatever it is you think that you're doing. Because that right there was the example of, I knew what I was looking for. I actually priced some stuff, you know. Actually, we'll be back out at the store that I was at, you know. And remember the salesperson's name because I like what I saw. You know, and rest assured, wanted. And I was like, let me walk the fuck up out of here. We was pulling out fucking credit cards today. And that's one of the things where you have to tell yourself, you know, and we just found our credit cards to work. So it's like, not let us walk. But our girl didn't know who she was dealing with. And that's that shit that they do. White people, you've got to quit judging the book by the cover. Because rest assured, that cover you ain't going to like. And considering that if you ever met my man never dresses like he's ready to shop in one of them stores. I don't even think that people think that he can afford to be in them stores. But that's the whole thing. And I wouldn't walk past him, you know. And it's not because I know what he do. It's because I'm going to tell you guys a story of how you never judge a book by its cover. Back when the Detroit Tigers won the 1984 Olympics, I worked retail as a shoe salesperson. I sold women's shoes. And Lance Parrish came into the shoe store that I was in. I love baseball. Anybody who knows me knows I love baseball. But Lance Parrish and his wife came in, and she was looking at shoes. And I have never been that person who tries to upsell anybody. So she wanted these shoes. Lance Parrish bought the shoes for. Grant you, I never, ever paid attention to who I was waiting on. I'm just making this clear. I never paid attention to who I was waiting on. This man gave me his American Express card. And guess what? It was Lance Parrish. I still didn't lose my mind. My coworkers were losing their mind. I made a very nice commission based on the fact that I never lost my mind about who I was waiting on. I kept it 100% professional. And I was, are you guys ready for this? 16 years old. See, the one thing that you learn when you work stuff like that is that you never know who's going to come around you. And knowing that, you get treated a whole lot better when you know what you're dealing with. And guess what? I was recognized for being the utmost and professional. And I tell people, you have to understand that you have to do that. I, to this very day, remember that because I was young. And if there's any time to be starstruck, it's when you're 16 years old and it's right, you know, when the Detroit Tigers have won the World Series, you know, they're coming off that winning season. And you've got the catcher, Lance Parrish, there with his wife. And he's buying her what she wants. You're not losing your mind. These are the things that you look at and you have to respect. But I could tell you one thing. White people, you guys judge us. Y'all judge us by what we wear. And I don't know why. Because, see, I don't judge you by what you wear. Because I know one thing. I know that when I see a man walk into a store and he says he wants some certain things, you never know what he wants. And me and my daughter, we talk about this. It's not just with black people, it's with people in general, because there was a gentleman, and this was a couple of weeks ago, me and my daughter, we were walking into a store, and this dude, and he was a black guy, I'm going to tell y'all how he looked, and then I'll tell you how we realized we were wrong. This dude came in, and he looked like a straight-up crack addict. And, I mean, he looked like Brother Man, like, you know, he looked like he was from the Martin Show. And, you know, he didn't say anything. You know, he wasn't rude or anything. But he looked like he was a fucking crack addict. But as we were going back to our car, he was also coming out the store. And me and my daughter were like, that's a nice-ass bike. Well, come to find out, old dude was the one who owned the bike. Sound system at all. Now, anybody who knows anything about motorcycles, you got your bullshit and you've got your hogs. When you start hearing people with sound systems and shit on their damn bikes, you know that it's something to go for. And, he had a nice sound system, and me and my daughter said, damn, if he would have been trying to holler at one of us, you know, we would have been like, fuck this crack addict. And we would have been wrong. Another thing is that we were at our church picnic, and grant you, I went to church that morning, and she came and went to the picnic with me, and we were at the picnic. Now, grant you, we're at the picnic. Now, no one's cussing, but if you did not know that these people were church members, you would have thought some of the people, and I won't name names, but we were like, oh, my God, they look like some straight-up hoods. You know, be like, oh, that, I wouldn't be talking to that brother, and we're talking about the deacons and stuff of the church, and we was like, oh, God. We were like, okay, you know, again, you cannot judge a book by its cover. And I go to a church where the members ain't poor, okay? Very well-educated church, you know, with very well-educated black people there. But I will tell you that it is funny as hell, to know that we look at people and we judge them. And we get through it more so because we are able to look and say, guess what, this ain't even the way that shit is. So my whole thing is, white people, slow your roll. Slow your roll and know your place, because, see, that heifer who didn't want to wait on us when we went into that department store didn't realize that, guess what, I know I make more money than you. Where you work don't make you an exception. Plain and simple, it don't make you an exception. But with that said, because I'm going to take advantage of me having this slight little breather that I got, and I'm going to tell you guys that I will talk to you next week. You know, if you don't see a posting, it doesn't mean that we've disappeared completely. It means that we're going back on hiatus until we can get another co-host in, you know, or I will come into an hour. I have not decided, but I will tell you guys that we're going to keep it strong, and the Bitter Black Bitch show is not going nowhere. I might just do, like, a Bitter Black Bitch podcast or something, you know, where I upload it for you guys on Wednesdays. But either way, you guys are going to still get your Bitter Black Bitch. So until next week, I'll talk to you guys later. Good night.